Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Shules. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Franco. Griffin moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Griffin moves to third. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Ayala fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Ayala. Murphy scores. Canseco goes all the way around to score. Tettleton moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a fly ball towards center. Butler catches it and throws to home to double up Tettleton. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Alfredo Griffin. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard bunts towards first. Bhakti scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Willard reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Willard moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0-for-1 in the game. Ayala hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bhakti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bhakti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Willard is hit by the pitch. Jacoby moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Langford now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Carter reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Bernazard scores. Willard moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Franco reaches second base with a double. Willard scores. Carter scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Benny Ayala. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Willard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tettleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Carter now playing left field. Mike Hargrove now playing first base. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Picciolo goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4 Indians. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Bochy moves to second. It's 8-5, Indians. Brian Clark now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bochy scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Vern Rule now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Murphy scores. Canseco moves to third. It's Indians, 8, Athletics, 8. Dave Collins pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is walked intentionally. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 8. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Steve Kiefer now playing third base. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kiefer. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bochy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hargrove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive towards third. Kiefer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Canseco moves to third. Mike Heath pinch hits for Steve Kiefer. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath bunts towards third. Jacoby picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jacoby. Canseco scores. Tettleton goes all the way around to score. Heath moves to second. It's 10-8, Athletics. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Heath steals third. Jerry Reed now pitching. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The slide. Willard applies the tag. Heath is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Howell now pitching. Mike Heath now playing third base. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Willard hits a line drive towards first. Bochy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 4 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field. Canseco picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Canseco. Carter moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.